Welcome back to another episode of Ravens Roundup. It is the first episode of the most glorious month of the calendar year. That is May. Team Taurus, stand up.
Salute, Team Taurus, baby.
We end up building Team Taurus.
Let's go. Salute.
I gotta say, you're right, Coach. You're right. May is awesome. I'm saluting May. Listen, May is awesome. Jasmine turns 30. So,
yes. Hey, there you go. Shout out to Jasmine.
Shout out, Jazz. But salute to everybody else. Cheers. And you got Mother's Day Sunday. Shout out to all the mothers out there.
Jose and Coach.
Bazaar in there somewhere. I forget what exactly which day, but Bazaar in there somewhere.
His birthday was last week.
He just popped up. When your birthday, Bazaar? He just popped up in the chat box.
I know he said it was a Monday.
Your birthday was last Monday, wasn't it, Bazaar?
Last Monday wouldn't have been May, though. Last Monday would have been April.
Yeah, but he's still Taurus. He's still a Taurus. Isn't it the end of April? It's a Taurus.
Bazaar don't be telling the truth sometimes.
Let's give a few shout outs while we. Oh, it is. It was April 29th. So it was. It was last week. But, you know, with that being said, since it's Bazaar's birthday, you know, I was doing a little. It was Bazaar's birthday. I was doing my 2 month thing for my giveaway. And he blew everybody out the water.
Hey,
with his points. So this is your prize, Boz. I'm gonna go solo screen for a second. You have worn this portable cooler backpack with the FTF logo on it. That's the nice straps right here. You can put it on your back.
I need one of them, coach.
Lip cooler thingy. So again, you know, and I probably got it. So I'm gonna say hit me in the hit my email so I can get your address, but I'm sure I already got it. I just got to go get it, but you send it to me, it'll be quicker than me going to go find it. So,
Bazaar, you don't want that. Let me get that, bro.
Go send it to me. I'll make sure it gets to it. It might be slightly worn, but you know,
gotta keep my yak cold this summer.
Yeah, keep your yak cold on the patio. Man, I go perfect next to the grill.
Yes, perfect.
So I appreciate everybody that participates in that. And so since I finally went ahead and gave away the prize for it, all the points are at zero right now. So we're going to start this thing over. And at the end of May, we'll figure out another prize to give away. And, you know, we'll have give a little small prizes throughout the offseason. And then we'll crank the big prizes back up when the season starts up. But we're going to give away something at the end of each month. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, talk in the chat box. Donate by the pin comment, super chat, Cash App, PayPal, all that good stuff. And you accrue points. I think that's the right way to say it, accrue points. So I thank you for doing that, and I appreciate it. And again, Bazaar, hit me, and I'll, you know, get that out to you as soon as possible. We're going to switch up the order of business a little bit because when we get to this part of the show, you guys know I'm the whole ass. We're gonna do it on the front end this time. So you know, I got my guys here. We all got our own separate things going on. What we're gonna do is let you know where to find everybody's separate entity, and everybody's separate entity is already linked in the description of this video. So before we even get into our topic for today, I'm gonna let you know where you can find everybody on their solo tip, and we'll start with Hendo.
Yes, you can find me on The Rogue Pod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. I do a Sunday evening show with Brodney any given Sunday, 7 p.m. live stream. You can find me here on Mondays, of course. Then on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m., you can find myself and Mr. Galloway on Electric Relaxation with Mr. Galloway talking all things hip-hop, not just the old school. Then you can find me at 9:45 p.m. with myself, Brodney, and Suge Knight on Suge Knight 323 doing the Steel Claw. And then on Tuesday mornings, we are back in audio form. I'm caught up. I done put out the last 25 episodes that I missed.
Nice.
We back.
Cool. Mike?
Guess what, guys?
Uh-oh.
Well, OTR Mike is coming back sooner than you thought. Okay, I know the last 15 weeks I've been saying it's coming, but it's really going to happen. All right, so be on the lookout for that. If you aren't subscribed over there already, go and subscribe. Peep the old stuff, and then the new stuff will be coming soon.
I'm ready for these basketball stories.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. Yeah. And the good thing, the gift and the curse about the little break is, you know, I've been building up stuff to talk about, so I got a lot to talk about. So be looking for that. I am on third of Ring Kings podcast. That's just the best boxing podcast on YouTube. Look, man, we are less than 100 away from being monetized over there. Go over there, subscribe. If you know,
I mean, we got we only got 45 right now, but we'll make sure we'll double back toward the end.
For sure. Now, those of you who love boxing, you'll love the show. Those of you who are trying to get into boxing, you'll still love the show. So go over there and subscribe to that. And one more surprise. It is a strong possibility, probably 99.8% chance that OTR will be back. So be on the lookout for that too. We'll be working. Work is about to happen. So the band, they dusted off their microphones, and we'll probably be back soon too.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Because Hendo, you said that's kind of inspired you. I remember that story, correct? Is that how you found Mike, or you kind of like their podcast? Is that kind of you? I remember telling a story about seeing them or something like that. Well, how that story went?
Oh no, it was just you know, I got through Mike through Jose and Brodney, and then once I saw the rest of the group, I just liked the synergy that they had and how they talked about different stuff, because you know, we were all used to talking about sports and everything like that, and then I saw them and they broke down mental health and being, you know, just being Black and just certain things that a lot of people that I personally knew weren't talking about, and it was like, yo, these dudes are dope. And then when I started getting into them, they was like, bye bye, Miss American Pie. And they jetted. So, yeah. I've been waiting for this for a minute.
We had some contract difficulties, but it's all right. Straight away.
All that matters.
Jose and B?
Yes, me and B are the Lunch Break Hot Take. We do a live show every Wednesday night at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow that up with the Overtime Show, which you can find on our Patreon at patreon.com/LBHTshow. And you can find us everywhere on the social medias at LBHT Show. And we're close to 2,000 subscribers over there. I think are we less than 100 now?
Yeah, like 80 away, maybe 70, 80. Like,
let's go.
Let's go. So we close. What, say it again, Chris. Where you at? I mean, not Chris, Jose.
We're about 80 away. I think 80 away from 2,000 subscribers.
Okay, and what was the last goal we just heard before that?
Ring Kings is close to 500. We're less than 100 away on Ring Kings.
Okay, and over in the streets, because of this little surge from yesterday, we're about 125 from 1,000.
Let's go.
So in the streets, the streets is more set to tally. So that's, you know, if you go over there and sub to more set to tally, Ring King, Lunch Break Hot Take, Rogue Pod, and Deep Cover Podcast, even I know Chris is not here.
That's right.
Deep Cover Podcast also. You got the whole gambit of us.
I know Deep Cover is like Deep Cover is like 111 away from 500.
Hey, that all of it.
Yeah, I gotta make that happen.
And I know I've put it on my head that I don't always link the other podcasts and shows in the description. I gotta make sure I do a better job of that. Even when it's not this show, I got to at least put in the description somewhere so that way you can get picked up, because it's nothing for somebody to just be reading and say, but let me see, this might be, you know, some other content that I might want to see. So I just got to go to my my main thing where it just automatically pops up and put it in there. That way it always say stay linked, and I ain't got to just type it every time. It just stay in there when I upload a video. So that's what I'm going to try to remember to do in the morning. Just put it in. When I upload anything, the links will already be in there, because that's how we roll, like the Woo. All right. Any other announcements before we get into the meat and potatoes of it?
Nope. Let's go.
All right. For all the betterment of good, we got our prize given away. Got our announcements out of the way. Let's jump into the one of the great. Now, I'm going to take that back. I'm gonna step out on a limb and say the greatest player to ever lace up a pair.
That's right.
Should LeBron retire? That's what we're gonna start at today. We're gonna start with a little basketball.
I thought that was like the beginning of a question. I'm gonna say this. Like Kobe before him, you play as long as they're willing to give you them 8-9 figure deals. no matter how well you play, no matter if you out there shooting 20%, no matter if you go 0-82, if somebody's gonna pay you tens of millions of dollars to do it, you go do it.
Yeah, they gave him a super max, man. You play until your key card stops working.
Jose, you've been the main one that'll say when you get your money, you go into the crib.
Right, yeah. But no. I didn't say I was gonna quit. I said I was going to quit trying. Yeah. I didn't say I was gonna quit. Listen, I'm gonna collect those checks.
LeBron should retire.
Why you say that?
No time soon. Because listen, I don't care if LeBron's your GOAT. I don't care if you like him. You have to respect what that man's doing at 39 years old. The stats that he's putting up, and for me, it's really commendable that he's trying to hold out long enough to play with his son. Regardless of what Bronny is going to turn into, he just wants to play with his son, something that has never been done before. So you have to commend that man. You know he ain't playing for the money. That man's a billionaire. He's been a billionaire. He don't need the money, but as long as you get them checks, go ahead to work.
Right. I agree.
Keep getting them checks. Nah, I don't think he should retire, man. LeBron is everything Hendo just said. Like the numbers, I could see if his numbers were falling off. Like the people that are saying they want him to retire. I know Barkley said it. I think Perkins said it. Barkley's point was he don't want him to end up like Jordan or whatever. But like Jordan's numbers they dropped pretty drastically. Mm-hmm. Even though Wizards Jordan, he still put up solid numbers for his age in that time.
I erased that dude on my brain.
Yeah, like nobody remembers Wizards Jordan, to be honest with you.
But, Michael Jordan played for the Wizards? Wow, really?
But his numbers are nowhere near that. So I don't see any drop in his game. You know, he might not be jumping as high as he used to, but even though he still get up. But I don't think he needs to retire. I think as long as he can play, as long as he's healthy, one thing about LeBron, too, is another commendable thing about him and a great thing about his career is he hasn't had any major injuries and any of that. So that man's still healthy. That man's still scoring 28, 29 points a game. Let him play as long as he wants to play.
On my end, I think the answer is no. Because at 38, 39, whatever his exact age is, he's not as moving as fast as some of these younger cats is, but he's just as effective. Like if he can ever get some quality help where he don't have to play a gazillion minutes, if he can play regular human minutes, he would, at his age, he would be darn near unstoppable. If he can come in the fourth quarter and play the last 7 minutes fresh, he'd be darn near unstoppable. And what I think has really helped him is over the years, his jump shot has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
Like if in my opinion, and B, you're a Laker fan, so you correct me if I'm wrong, if I say something wrong, over the last 5 to 7 years, his jump shot has gotten better and better. Further and further out, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, Miami Heat, LeBron was free throw line to 3-point line. It was cool in that way. He could pump fake you and take you to the hole. Back to Cleveland, it was getting a little better at the 3-point line. But Lake LeBron is can shoot them threes, and you got to actually guard LeBron at the 3-point line. Thanks. The step back three, the in transition three. Now you got to pull up and guard him, and then he can just go past you. So that this version of LeBron can do a lot more, because once he get in the lane, he still can pass. This version of LeBron can give you 2 more years, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy, because if you remember when he first came in the league, when he got to the finals the first time, he dragged Cleveland there against San Antonio.
Horrible team.
The worst. But LeBron couldn't shoot at all. Like San Antonio backed up off of him that entire series and dared him to shoot, and he just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like you said, over the course of his career, he's just gotten better and better and better. Now, I mean, he's a legit 3-point shooter now.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and this, I don't have a graphic for this one, but your best LeBron performance over his, what's the 20-year career? Your best LeBron performance that you can think of. And I got one off the top of my head. I'll start.
He's a single game?
Yeah. He was in Cleveland still, and they was in the playoffs, and he scored all them points in a row to beat Detroit.
That's I think it was 22 in a row.
Yeah,
to beat Detroit. Yeah. That was mine too.
That was nuts. And how old was he? Was he 20? Maybe 21.
Right. Yeah, real young, but yeah, around there.
Remember, he didn't have a jump shot, so he was getting all them points free throw line in.
Yeah.
And from, you know, from free throws. That was crazy. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh no, I was talking to little Mikey, but my favorite LeBron game is Miami LeBron close out, I think it was game 6 in Boston. And he just had this look on his face like he wasn't there to be playing with. That's the game he dunked on Jason Terry. But like you said earlier, Coach, free throw line in, he was not missing. I think he had 40. He had like 40.
48 points. 48
yeah,
points,
it was something rebounds. Crazy. But he was super locked in that game. And like, I mean, he ain't missed nothing. He put them on his back that game and was like, look, we not losing this game. And like to see him play like that, see him locked in like that. It wasn't no slapping fives LeBron. It wasn't no laughing LeBron. He just had the mug on his face this whole game. That was my favorite game of LeBron.
One of the games that sticks out in my head is the second tour in Cleveland, LeBron. It was a closeout game against Boston. No Kyrie on that team. I can't remember if Kevin Love was playing or not. I know he got hurt a couple times in the playoffs. But I remember that year, Cleveland was not expected to go as far as they did. And he just went on this crazy run in the playoffs. And that closeout game, I remember it was one of Morris brothers that tried to give him try to jump on his back, get piggyback to stop him from getting to the bucket. He carried his man. Shoulders. He had his hand on both shoulders. He still carried him up. Got that and one and just flexed on everybody. Now it's just like, yo, this LeBron right here, man. If this LeBron right here was in Cleveland in Miami, they went 4 straight. Because it's like his attitude was completely different. Mm-hmm. He had that killer attitude, like, yo, can't nobody stop me. They went on to get swept, I believe, by Golden State with Kevin Durant. But even in that first game, you know, he scored 50. I was like, yo, they win this game. He's gonna break their will.
Yeah,
but then Smith. I mean,
that dude is, and I fought MJ, but and I still think MJ is different. But
yeah,
I mean, of course, it's 20 years, man. It's 20 years of excellence. MJ took 2 years off to play baseball, and it's 20 years. It's 20 years. Mm-hmm. No fall off. It's about to be 21 years and probably no fall off.
People still hold him to that standard.
Right. Because if he slip at all, people are going to be on his head. If he slip at all, if he drop down and score 12, and if he do 12, 2-2 for next year,
right,
they're going to be on his case.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I've officially changed it to LeBron, you know, and this the greatest scorer of all time, and he a pass first guy.
Mm-hmm.
He a pass first guy.
Impressive. You know, the wild thing about all this and this type of conversation is like, you know, that group, like they coming to the end of their careers, man. Like
our group of guys,
Steph, like those dudes are, you know, they on the back nine, and it's like crazy, like. You know, we had the same conversation with Kobe, and then was at the end of their careers. Like, damn, seemed like it went fast, but like you said, man, 21 years—that's
mm-hmm.
crazy. We literally watched this kid grow up. Yep. But with this guy, we had watched him grow up, but it's crazy.
I feel like I've been blessed to see MJ's career and LeBron's career to live in that time frame to see both.
Yeah.
What you laugh at, though?
Because I've seen Magic Kareem. I've grown up through all of them.
I saw Magic too. I saw Magic too. I ain't seen Magic's whole career, but I saw part of Magic's too. I saw some Lake Show games on CBS. So I saw some of that too. I'm right behind you, Endo. I'm right behind.
Jordan's
you.
Always gonna have a place in our heart, man. Jordan was special for sure.
I've been blessed. Greatest.
All right. So transition to the next one. And this is kind of funny the way this crap right here is playing out. Obviously, they fired Ham. I'm still standing in this Lakers zone right here.
Travesty.
Who should coach them?
Monty Williams.
Look at the picture, Hendo.
No, I'm not listening to JJ Redick. I knew that. I'm not listening. Monty Williams.
Wait, who did JJ Redick say?
No, because JJ Redick is in running. Right. And they're on the podcast together.
Oh, man.
So that's
a bad idea.
Who should be the coach of the because he's JJ Redick, I mean, is interviewing for the Charlotte job, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So I didn't even know he wanted the coach. But it's just ironic that Darvin Ham gets fired and he's on his podcast with LeBron, and now they have this opening.
That's a weird pairing too. They can't do that. That's gonna be mad weird when like halfway through the season he wants his podcast partner to be fired.
I imagine they won't be doing the podcast if he actually gets the job.
Right.
Wouldn't that be dope if they still do it?
I don't think it would be weird because I think JJ knows what's up. Like he knows. Like this is LeBron's team. I have to appease LeBron and. If I mess up, I'm gone. Like, it's no secret.
That's not true. They've been trying to get Darvin Ham fired for months. They ain't fired him.
Darvin Ham was especially bad. They need a coach that can actually go out there and coach the other guys, right?
Jose, I'm sorry. He's especially bad. He took him to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I don't think
he did what?
No, he didn't.
He took them to the – where were they the season before?
Western Conference Finals.
Let me ask you, Hendo.
Didn't they win a championship this year?
What about that? What about
they
that
win a championship this year?
That's right.
Champions. They win a championship this year.
They got a
Did they win a championship this year? Ever. Only one ever.
Right.
What about
that? How you gonna fire a champion?
What about that dude from? What about that dude from? What was it? Israel.
Oh, David Blatt. Goodness. David Blatt.
David Blatt. There you go. Did he take LeBron to the conference final or the finals as well? Is that what happened? Oh, okay. You believe that?
His English is
get him up out of here.
His English is good enough.
Blatt ain't coach sense in the league.
Banished his ass back overseas.
Wow.
I mean, listen. I
think it was more the GM fault than it was.
It's the way they constructed
it. Now I think he should have blame. Ham should have blame. I think he blundered.
Terrible coach.
But I think it was more so the GM fault.
Wait. You guys didn't see that video? Where he's supposed to be drawing up a play, and he draws nothing. He draws nothing. He drew nothing. He's like, here's what we're gonna do, guys. Okay, you see that? No. All right. Break. Get out there. Let's go.
He knows what's up. LeBron gonna run his play, and it is what it is. Like, I'm gonna waste my time for. LeBron gonna do what he wanna do.
I don't think it's Ham's fault. I do think. I mean. He played a part in it, but I think
a large part.
He should have. I think he could have done another year, but at this point, right? If he lost the team, if he lost the locker room,
that's the key right there.
He got to go. But
he definitely lost. What's the young cat? D'Lo.
Oh yeah, D'Lo. D'Lo gone. D'Lo. He
D'Lo lost himself.
But
D'Lo is an older Jordan Poole.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where. Like, I mean, he has a winning record, all of that. But I think the adjustment he probably should have made is, like, when you're a new head coach like that, mm-hmm. your assistants need to be strong, right? In moments like that Jose's talking about where he's trying to drop a play and nothing happens, like, you need a strong, strong coaching staff with you to help in those blunders. Because I think his mistakes were he didn't do well, like with lineups and all of that. Like he was horrible with that. And you know, you got to have guys behind you that can help you manage that. And I think that's where he went wrong. But if he lost that team, he had to go. But I think it was a little too soon. JJ, I just hope he know what he's signing up for. If this is what he going to do,
If you coach LeBron, you got to be extremely tactical.
Yeah,
because it's gonna be tough when he knows more than you.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you put something out there, and he in his mind he know that shit ain't gonna work.
Right. Yeah,
I will say Ham should have got a third season at least, but. I do know in the playoffs, this past playoff run, he just watched them. He just watched Denver go on runs. He ain't calling no timeout. He was just standing there like, what y'all doing?
Interesting that all of the non-Laker fans want that garbage-ass coach to get another year with LeBron and AD. That's crazy.
Well, how do you feel, Laker fan?
I think he should have been gone well before the playoffs. Yeah. It was clear he had no idea what he was doing. And look, I'm not going to say he alone cost them the playoffs or anything like that. Denver's a better team than them, but he didn't help him out at all.
He did not.
Rob Pelinka should be fired too.
Got that Austin Reeves.
Rob Lowe.
Jamal Murray.
Yes, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe should be gone.
That's his doppelganger. He looks just like Rob Lowe.
Sure does.
And British.
Sure does.
Sign it. Yeah.
Sign Gabe it. Vincent, baby.
Maybe
hey, I remember when they signed Gabe Vincent. B was fired up, and he had just came off that great series for the Heat. And when they signed, he was like, "Man, it's sorry."
I remember about that series with the Heat. He came out, and I forget what game it was. But he came out. He made a three. And like the John Starks ass motherfucker he is, he went out there and shot seven more and missed every goddamn one of them. All right, because he can't shoot, and he's overconfident. And we don't need that.
Coach,
did he play this year?
Yeah, at the end.
I told you, man. He know how to sniff out a fraud, yo. B did not like that from the jump,
Mikey. He got in the game, and I promise you, it took him 4 minutes every game to get four fouls. And he had to go right back to the bench. Every game, he just came in and was like, bat, 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 go sit down. Every game. I'm like, disappointment. It's coach guy.
Hey,
that's right, B. Cam. Bronny going to come save the day. Let's go.
Yeah, we need to do this for us, but forget him. All right, let's move into a little Ravens talk. Like Agent E say, next question. He must like the Lakers. I don't want us talking about the Lakers. All right, next question. Ravens rookies. We all know who we got, you know, drafting and whatnot. It's been talk of town for the past, seemed like 2 months now, even though the draft was, what, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Which Ravens rookie would have the biggest impact?
That's Rosengarten.
Rosengarten.
Bad. Because he has to play. Like, you know, it ain't going to matter if Nate Wiggins sucks. It ain't going to matter if Nate Wiggins good.
No.
Well, TJ Tampa. Well, Isaac.
TJ Tams already on IR, you know that.
You're saying?
Well, it is going to matter if Wiggins can play or not. It's just not going to matter as much, right? Like if he can really ball out, that's gonna help tighten up the defense. Like me and B, like we differ a little bit on what we think the defense is going to do this year. I mean, we both think they're still going to be good. I think they're going to be a little bit better than what B thinks, you know, but. I mean, Wiggins can help close that gap in our opinion, but you know, overall impact with the team, yes, it has to come on the offensive side. And you know, we've all been saying that the O-line needs help. They didn't do much of that, you know, getting help in the draft. But if Rosengarten can come out there and play well, that'll help.
Let me ask this question: between you and B, I think the defense is not going to be as good as they were last year. I think they're going to be better toward the end of the year. Who, with me saying that, who am I closer to, you or B?
Well, neither one of us think that they're going to be as good as last year. But I don't think they're going to be that far off from last year. Right.
I think they're going to be given, because they gave up like 16 a game. I think they're going to be giving up in the low 20s.
But you know, we're kind of right. Yeah, we kind of think the same thing. I think low 20s, but like
the offense just got to score more.
Yeah,
it's that simple. The offense got to score more. No matter who's up there, they got to score more.
The defense got all the talent, man. Like that's why I'm not that worried about that big of a fall off. Like,
but my thing with that is like, yeah, they have a bunch of talent, but and you saw this with even Mike McDonald in his first year. If the play calling ain't right, it doesn't matter as much.
That's why I said I don't think they're gonna be. Because I'm thinking more.
If Zach Orr isn't good at it, then they're gonna fall.
But Mike McDonald didn't have this kind of talent his first year.
I don't think it don't matter. Zach got to coordinate it.
Yeah.
It's situational play calling. It's knowing who's good at what, and it's the dude that's beside Roquan. That's who I don't trust. I don't trust that guy yet.
Right.
That's who I think is gonna be the. I think Roquan's play gonna suffer because Roquan's gonna be study checking on him to make sure he's doing what he's doing, and then he's gonna be out of position some. That's why I think the defense gonna mess at once. But once they fix that dynamic, I think they're gonna be all right. Now, if they come out the gate with that dynamic fixed, I'll be totally wrong probably. But that's why I think the dynamic is gonna be an issue right there. I think they'll finish in the top 10, but I don't think we're gonna be top 2 or 3 like we was last year.
So now I gotta change my answer.
Oh, my bad. But go ahead, Henry.
It's no longer Rosengarten. Zach Orr.
Zach Orr, okay.
Oh, that's a great answer. I forgot about that. That's a great answer.
That's my answer. You'll have the biggest impact.
Yeah, I mean, I think Rosengarten, just from the standpoint of, you know, if Wiggins starts off slow, you can hide that. You can possibly. They pretty solid with bringing in guys off the street that are serviceable. Rosengarten can't play, we in trouble. You ain't gonna find nobody at that spot or on the streets that can help come in and help you like that. So hopefully he's stout and solid like he seems to be. Hopefully he's that. But I agree with B, whether he's good or bad, he's gonna have a huge impact on this team.
I personally think it's gonna be Tez. And I'm not saying Ted's going to lead the team in receptions or lead the team in yards. I just think his speed is going to open up the offense to do more stuff. And not saying – I see – like, remember last year I said nobody's going to have 1,000 yards. Nobody's going to have, like, these monster seasons other than Lamar. I still believe that. Like, last year nobody had 1,000 yards. Like, now, I take that back. Henry may rush for 1,000 yards. I take that back. If he don't get hurt – I know. I don't think Zay's gonna have 1,000 yards. Nope.
Okay.
No. Nope. I know he got close last year. I think it's gonna be spread around. He's gonna throw to the open guy. I think. Well, I ain't gonna even open that can of worms again. But I think nobody's gonna have 1,000 yards but Henry. And I think Lamar's gonna have another great year and be in the running for MVP. Now, does that translate into a bunch of wins? I have no clue. I think Tez is going to add another element to the game because, like, going through this stuff, going through all these plays I've been putting on the channel and the stuff that Mike's been doing, there's a lot of people in the box, man. That we say we fast. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't fear us, man. We didn't see a lot of too high stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't see a lot of too high stuff. And now, today I just started going through the passes. So I did tunnel screens. So over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'll be doing the passing concepts. So I really get to see how the passing stuff looked. And that's what I'm interested in because Mike's going to finish up the runs. And I'm going to start working on the passes. But the tunnel screens looked horrible not just from the person catching the ball, from the person throwing the ball, and from the lineman going out there. If it wasn't a bad throw by Lamar, it was a bad choice of cutting it up by the receiver, or it was the two linemen were too slow getting out there. It was something different on every play, except for, I think, Nelson Aguilar hit one, like, it timed up perfectly, and he got shoestring tackled by somebody. That was one of the few ones that actually, like, worked right. So we just got to get better at little stuff.
Yeah. I think Miles is going to be important for that offense this year.
Miles? Who is Miles?
Boykin, that's who you're talking about, right? Big guy, fast. Gonna open up offense.
He not big. Miles was rocked up at least and would block somebody. Miles
he could block. Like Miles could block. Yeah.
Yeah. Tez ain't blocking nobody. Tez ain't blocking the shadow.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Miles 0.5.
Half a mile.
Half a mile. Quarter mile.
Right. But yeah, I think it's just his speed, man. And the thing is, if he can catch 20 deep balls, and they ain't even got to be phased. They could be post or just something down the field. That's gonna loosen up the defense.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you got to catch them all. You just got to get them up from around that line of scrimmage. The threat of them catching them, you just gotta loosen them up. That's it. And then that'll open up stuff for Henry. And the thing is, with Henry down there, you may have one-on-ones to even win some of the raps. So the pieces are out there. You just gotta monk and gotta manipulate them. That's what that is. Yeah. All right. Another topic. Still sticking with rookies. Which UDFA you think gonna make the 53-man roster?
I got Bo.
And
Bo Brady.
Bo Brady.
That's good.
That's Bo right there, number six. It's crazy they put that man in that number. That's a travesty.
It's not crazy.
It's a travesty.
Divine intervention.
It's a travesty. Speaking of
drafting somebody in the seventh round, and then now everybody's claiming that the undrafted free agent is the one that's going to take his spot.
And the undrafted free agent I got right there is D Wade from Ole Miss. That's D Wade on the screen. But all y'all say Bo Braid?
I say Rasheen Ali.
Wasn't he drafted?
My bad.
He is gonna make the team though.
Well, yeah,
maybe.
I mean, you know, third day, same thing, right? But I don't understand the free agents. I mean, I guess Bo Braid.
Yeah, I see a lot of people saying this cat right here is better than Taze. That's why I threw it up there, being petty.
Of course, they're saying that. You know why? Because you have to keep looking. You have to look under every stone when you know you ain't getting talent. when you know the dude you drafted ain't that good, you start looking at other people just in case. I promise you, the Chiefs fans ain't worried about undrafted free agent wide receivers after they got Xavier Worthy.
Mm. Yeah. You see his practice clip?
Not yet.
It's scary, but he looked a little rough. Like he was dropping, he dropped a lot of balls early. So,
man. Okay. But I'm sure he'll fix that. Another Jamar Chase on our hands.
Listen, this is the only franchise in the NFL that constantly and consistently says, "Man, we got first round talent and an undrafted free agent." What?
Now I will say in the rumor mill defense, it was not nobody official that said that about D-Way. It was regular folk. I guess because they like when we didn't get a receiver in the first round, didn't get a receiver in the second round, didn't get a receiver in the third round, and we picked up Tez in the fourth round. It was trash, they say. And then we got this guy, you know, and because he like 5'9", and he play outside receiver for Ole Miss. He make like a bunch of acrobatic catches and all that stuff. But what they don't realize is Ole Miss is a system just like Tennessee. Mm. But instead of like Hyatt, remember Hyatt that played with Tennessee?
Hey, Hyatt.
All that stuff with Tennessee. Yeah. And now he buried at the Giants.
Going nothing with New York.
I remember that dude that got drafted 1 year ago. That's messed up. But now, if you want to talk about some real undrafted talent, you got to look at Jalen Coker down in Carolina, okay? He's going to be making a difference. Because so, we know how to find him.
I'm like, who's that?
You don't know Jalen Coker?
Sips tea.
He got the stamp of approval from Steve Smith. I hate this time of year, Coach. I hate it so much.
I hope Bo Berry makes a team. I mean, that's more of a homer pick, but
I mean, he got some good tape, Mike.
He can play. Like, the kid can play. That's why I'm shocked he did not get picked. I know he didn't do any work at the combine or the pro day because I think he was coming off an injury. But I mean, he had a third, fourth round, you know, grade and didn't get picked. So I was surprised at that. But the kid, he got
game. He's gonna make the team. Sanusi is gonna get cut.
Right.
I don't understand why they just didn't draft.
That's what the name gonna be. Sanusi.
Sanusi Kane. KD.
Kane. So I'm putting the poll in because the poll will go with this next question. So give me a sec. But what is the score of that game? Y'all know.
The Knicks game, Pacers up 104-103 with 5:20 left.
Was that intentional?
What?
Throwing that Miami out there, was that intentional? That was purposeful.
Because they used to say Miami go against New York. Like, that's the old rivalry. Yeah. You're just used to that.
Oh, I see. I stopped typing because when you said Miami, I looked up.
Did you put the question on here? Where's Jimmy Butler going to be playing next year?
You did not.
I was hoping it was not Miami, but Pat Riley came out and said it was going to be in Miami. I was like, damn, I want to get rid of him. I want to keep Hero. I want to keep Bam, and I want to start over.
You want to keep the dude that your boy called Fragile?
Who? Am I Anthony Davis right. with his shoulder?
No.
Ooh.
Anthony, I'll have you know, Anthony Davis did not miss a second of the game.
He missed a couple seconds.
No, he did not. He did not come out of the game.
He
stayed in the game. He stayed in the game, not moving out.
For a couple minutes.
But then he had to come out.
Everybody comes out the game. I'm talking about didn't leave.
And then he didn't come. And then in the third quarter, he
came back in and played. He just didn't play well.
But I knew he was hurt, and I thought he was really hurt until y'all told me to go back and look at the. I think it was Brian that told me to go back and find the clip when he got hit.
Come on,
he didn't get hit.
That dude didn't even know Anthony Davis was there before or after the contact. Riley called Tyler Hero fragile.
Mm. He was going hard, man.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah, he was going hard. Like, if you ain't out there, be quiet.
He did. Pat Riley did say that. He did. He told the truth, though.
Yeah.
You ain't in the trenches. You ain't getting these live rounds. Be quiet.
He gonna be a Philly,
and I'd be fine with that because when he's in the game, the game is stale, it's stagnant,
and you win.
Not necessarily.
You sure?
Like they had the same record with him as without him. Yeah, maybe it's like a game or two different.
You've gone to the finals.
We got Giannis was hurt. Giannis was hurt. The Knicks was sorry.
Giannis was hurt again this year.
I know, but we didn't play him. The Knicks were sorry, and who we played
in, last year with Jimmy?
No, I'm saying whoever we played in the first round wasn't very good. No, we beat Boston.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying. You beat Boston with Jimmy. You didn't beat Boston this time.
Boston can't go left. Boston can't go left. And then Giannis was hurt, and then the Knicks was sorry. So we got lucky. The only thing we really beat was Boston.
Exactly.
And Boston are a bunch of chokers.
Yeah. I'm rooting for anybody that's gonna beat Denver. That's what I'm rooting for this year.
Wow.
I think I'm ready now. I think I'm ready.
It's messed up and feels racist. Honestly.
How is that racist?
Right.
Because Jokic.
It's Jokic? Is this what we doing?
Similar to us not drafting Cooper.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
People said that felt racist.
Chat.
Yeah. Chat be your own people. It be your own people, chat. It be your own people, chat.
I put a poll in there like, what is more likely to happen? 1,000-yard receiver, 1,000-yard running back, 4,000-yard passing. That's the question for the chat and for the question for the guys on the
I'm going to go with E. None of the above.
Jimmy ain't from no Kobe cloth. He ain't ever won anything.
Jimmy from the what?
Except, I mean, unless you're talking about the fake tough guy cloth, then
I mean, Lamar was close to 4,000 yards last year. I mean,
but he might sit out games. He might sit out more games. That's why it's hard for him to get 4,000 because at the end of the season he's going to miss time because he's not going to have to play.
Well, also because he throws to people like Tylan Wallace and
I mean that is true too. That's facts.
I'm going to say Zay Flowers gets 1,000 yards.
Okay, I agree. Zay gonna get a buck this year.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, Henry could. I don't know what to expect from him, to be honest.
I think Henry gonna run for a G.
I don't think Henry's gonna get it. I think Zay will.
Okay.
I don't think Henry's gonna get it because I don't think the O-line's gonna be great to start the season. I think he's gonna be very diminished from what he was, and then Keaton Mitchell's gonna come back and he's gonna be splitting carries and he's not gonna get there.
That's the caveat that I had in here, B. I think that he'll be on pace. Now, week 7, week 8, Keaton will come back, and they'll start this load management for Derrick Henry. And they'll start splitting carries with him and Keaton and try to get ready for the playoffs.
And then Lamar's gonna surge into the lead and lead you in rushing yet again.
Quite possibly. It's going to happen, B. Exactly.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. So I think the 1,000-yard rusher is a no-go.
Wait a minute. So we just going to overlook Justice Hill?
Yes, that's what we're doing.
All right, cool.
I heard Rasheed Ali taking his job.
Yes,
probably.
He probably will,
unless he gets busy by the pass block fairy. Hmm. Why you looking at me like that?
You know that man ain't gonna never learn to pass block.
Hey, they say Rasheed can't pass block either.
No Andrews, anybody?
No. 1,000-yard receiving.
No. Andrews, 600 yards receiving.
No, nah, because he can't get 1,000-yard receiving and likely get 200 again. That can't possibly happen.
No, I heard if likely play 17 games, he going off.
That's what somebody said. If likely play 17 games, he getting 1,000 yards.
So who gets more yards? I mean, likely or not Andrews like get 1,000?
Likely get 1,000. Zay getting 1,000.
Wait a minute.
Baby Mark 1,000. Lamar not getting 4,000.
Who's going to have more yards, Likely or Andrews?
Likely.
No. Mark.
Likely.
I think it's going to be Mark.
I just hope they find
Mark going to act a fool if he don't get the ball.
I think that he's going to look bad, and then they're going to be kind of even, and then he's going to get hurt. And then
Coach, we're in a financial crunch right now. Mark can't act a fool. They will get rid of him.
Ain't nobody gonna take
I just hope they find a way to use both.
What? Of
them. Yes, Mikey, I agree.
Like, use both of them. Find a way to use both of them.
Yeah, so you come from a system where you had Bowers and the boy that said Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Run some of them plays.
But did you hear?
I didn't watch it. The reason I ain't watched it because somebody told me I need to watch it. I'm holding. Yeah,
you
somebody texted me and told me, hey, you need to watch this.
I heard a snippet of it though.
The fuck I need to
I heard a snippet of it, and it explains why none of this stuff happened last year.
Yeah, I got the gist of it, but I know what the gist of it is about, but I hadn't watched it yet. I want the whole thing. I don't want the snippet.
Right.
I want to know where the whole thing is so I can get the whole context. I don't want the piece.
You want the Cliff Notes?
Yeah, I want the. I want to be able to sit. Well, not wherever I watch it. I want to be able to watch from beginning to end, and not just whatever piece that's relevant to somebody's point.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, gotcha.
I want to see like how the question even came up, and then what was talked about afterwards. I want to see the snippet that's gonna prove somebody's point. The way that you know what I'm saying, they just put the part out there that makes their point look right.
Good, right.
So I got to go find if somebody chat box knows where the whole interview is, send it to me. If you know where the whole interview is, then don't just send me the link. If you know what the entire interview is, send it to me. And it's crazy how. I don't do that. Put a pin in it. Remind me to talk about that after we finish. Petty me right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So next. So we almost done. Last part. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self? You know, I try to put a little questions in there that's not about sports at the end when I remember. What advice would you give your 18-year-old self?
Get into computers.
Yeah, learn coding and don't pick the Panthers.
To root for? who would you pick for?
I wouldn't go that far. Okay, I don't want to predetermine everything, but I'd just be like, no Panther.
What you mean predetermined? You ain't 18 or more.
I'm just
post-determined.
No. I'm just saying, like, I will let it play out. I just be like, no Panther. All
right. So you're just gonna pick winners. Come on, man. You got to get off the fence, man. Get off the fence.
I'm sorry, I was watching that because tied with 2 minutes left. I was watching that. But no, like they say, getting into coding early on. Because they started teaching that in school, and then we went to different schools where they had computers. But I think going down that career path would be the advice.
I would tell myself, there's this thing that's going to be invented called the internet, and this thing called YouTube. Get into it as soon as possible once it starts, once it comes up.
You know what's funny, Hendo?
What's that?
This us doing this type of content. Well, I've been doing this since Lamar has pretty much been a quarterback, and I didn't do it because Lamar was drafted. I just kind of started to do it, and it just kind of coincided with his being drafted by the team. But my YouTube channel is like 18 years old.
No,
I just, my content was strictly making highlight films for our players. I wasn't really doing content. It was just making it for them, and so they can have it forever.
Right.
It wasn't nothing like what we're doing now.
And that's still,
it's ironic that you said that.
That's still nowhere close to my 18th birthday.
You got another decade or so to go back for.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
you gotta go back.
Yeah, not mine either, because I was 30, 28, 29, maybe 30 when I did that. Somewhere right around now. Mike, what you got?
I would have listened to my dad when he said, "Look, dumbass, while you living here for free, stack your damn money. Don't be out here buying shoes and shit." I wish I'd have listened to that. And I will tell myself, there's going to be this little coin that comes out called Bitcoin. I don't know what it is, how real it's going to be, but just buy a couple of them while they're cheap, so that now they worth whatever they worth. And we already know it's fluctuating, but at this point, you would have caked up by then.
Yeah, mine just would have been chase your dream.
Facts.
Don't settle. And something simple. I mean, I probably should have went to the 4-year HBCU instead of going to JUCO route. But I didn't know. I didn't know. Because I played baseball, I didn't know that even the big schools didn't give full scholarships to baseball. When I didn't hit like the Florida States and the Vanderbilts and the big baseball school, I didn't know they didn't give full scholarships.
Yeah.
So when I didn't hear full scholarship, I kind of tuned them out. And I found out on the back end that even the big schools don't get full. I had a half, which was equivalent to the max that you was going to get. And I feel like I should have went there. And like my path might have been different. But man, it is what it is. If you live and you learn, man, I'm happy with where I'm at now. So it is what it is. I'm cool. But take advantage of the opportunity. Try not to live with regrets. And go from there, man. If you got nieces and nephews, teach them from your mistakes. So they don't have bought lessons. But bought lessons are the most expensive in financial and in life. So that's what if you got, and you're in the chat box, you got little nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters. Wherever you screw up, pass that knowledge on. Don't hold it. Don't be disgruntled. So you always want them to be in a better place than you in. You got sons. I said nieces and nephews, but if you got sons and daughters, them too, especially them. To them your seeds. You always want them to be better than you.
That's right.
That's what you want. If you growed up $100,000 now, you want them to add another zero to they will. Mm-hmm. If you was $100 now, you want them to be $1,000 now. You want your grandkid to be a $10,000 now. You always want the next generation to add another zero to their word is I'm looking for. Yeah, that. And so Hey, that's what I got for you, man. We're going to get up out of here. We already told you where you can find us at. And find me at on here and at Morris Vitale. You can find Hendo at the Rogue Pod. Find Mike at Open Mike at OTR Mike. Jose and B at Lunch Break Hot Take. Chris Just Joking, who's not here with us on the Deep Cover Podcast. And all of us have Patreons. It's patreon.com/the name of the show, whichever show you choose to go to. All of our links are in the description. And this is your Ravens Roundup for May 6, 2024. And we out, man. Peace and love, man. We'll see y'all soon.